what would you say to the commuters who have faced months of disruption over this issue?
Well, sorry. To start with, I mean, it's been a difficult period of time for an awful lot of people. I'm really glad that the railway's opening much earlier than we thought it would do, and I think we're all breathing a sigh of relief today, and it's great to see the work that's been done here.
When something like this happens to the railway infrastructure, it is out of South Eastern's control, but what sort of things has the rail company been doing to assist commuters?
So the first thing we had to do was to rewrite the timetable because it affects the whole of the South Eastern service. So we had to put in replacement bus services, and we had to put different arrangements in for fares to make it cheaper for people to travel during this period of time who were directly affected. We obviously compensated for people who were directly affected, but actually people just want the trains and they want them to run on time.
You mentioned fares there and compensation. Yeah. How will people be compensated for this disruption?
So people who have been directly affected have already been compensated during this time, and we took away the high-speed fares premium that people had to pay to travel. So actually we've done all that right from the beginning of this process. So we've done this as an ongoing thing throughout this.
And just roughly, how many commuters travel on South Eastern services between Folkestone and Dover? Is that a figure you know?
So people who are directly affected in the morning peak, you're probably talking about something like 4,000 people. So it's a small number. But the important thing is that the trains themselves then carry on to pick up all the way up to Sevenoaks and so on. So actually directly affected, it affects hundreds of thousands of journeys every day.
Okay, and then just finally...